Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Jonathan Feldstein is the president of Genesis 123 Foundation. He joins us this morning, and we wanted to chat to him about Iran. What is happening there? The escalation with Hamas, the fact that Israel is doing real damage there. Does this mean that there's a greater chance of Iran entering the fray once again? Jonathan, good morning. Shavuot Tov. How are you?
Howard, good morning. It's been a while. How are you?
It's been way too long. I was thinking that. But you said it first. Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. How are you doing?
Okay. Thank you. It's good to be home. I was traveling for too long.
Ah, well, now we know. And was it a successful trip?
Yes, very much so. Very much. Thank you. A lot of excitement about our solution for peace in Gaza, our book, Israel the Miracle, and all the various broadcasts that I'm doing with inspiration from Zion and other projects. Thank you for asking.
That is really brilliant. Let's talk about what is happening in Gaza and how that impacts potentially with Iran, because we haven't had a lot of threats lately. We know the Houthis, we're keeping an eye on Lebanon very clearly, and Hezbollah is trying to claw its way back there, and Hamas. But it's been relatively quiet from a language perspective from Iran. What do we see happening?
Right. So we Iran, first of all, everyone knows, is the mothership, the head of the octopus of all of its terrorist tentacles, whether it's Hamas or Islamic Jihad or Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Houthis in Yemen and others. Iran seems to be playing things somewhat circumspect. We know that President Trump sent a letter, interestingly, not to his peer as head of state, not to the president of Iran, but to the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, who really calls the shots. And I don't know if it was all exposed, but certainly suggesting some kind of dialogue, some kind of negotiation to prevent Iran from ever acquiring nuclear weapons. To me, that's all a little bit foolish. You don't negotiate with terrorists. You need to defeat them. But what was interesting and revealed from the Trump letter is he gave a deadline. The deadline's a little bit vague as to exactly what are the dates and how long Iran has and what sort of compliance Iran has. But at the same time, you mentioned to the Hezbollah and the Houthis and renewed fighting in Gaza. I did a webinar on the Inspiration from Zion webinar series just Saturday night the other day about this, because what we're seeing in 1 week, we saw the U.S. beginning to attack the Houthis in a very significant way. We saw Israel re-engage with combat in Gaza. We saw the Houthis firing multiple missiles at Israel, sending us all to the bomb shelters, I think four or five different times, I've lost count. And then Hezbollah shooting six rockets at Israel, but immediately denying that they did so. And in addition, the U.S. flying, I don't know if it was drones or spy airplanes, over the Iranian coast near where some of their nuclear facilities are. So it seems to me that there's a clear message, and it seems to me that at least as of now, Iran doesn't want to engage in anything that's serious, although their threats remain very clear that Israel will bear the brunt. I was doing a conversation on Saturday night, and it's sort of reminiscent. You and I are old enough to remember the Gulf War when the response to the U.S. attacking Iraq was for Iraq to shoot Scud missiles by the dozens at Israel. And I feel that we're in that situation, certainly with the threats and certainly with the missile attacks. And at any point, Iran could decide that it's in their interest to fire one or hundreds of missiles and drones, as they've done twice in the past year. Actually, we're coming up in a few weeks on the anniversary of when they did that first,
right.
Shutting down Israeli airspace, beating up Israeli tourism again, and of course, upping the threats from their side. And it's hard to read what they're going to do, but certainly it feels like they're on the ropes.
The fact that Hezbollah has been largely disarmed, and obviously not completely, but certainly they've been greatly weakened. And the Houthis are under pressure from the United States. That must put Iran in a very different position to where they were coming up to this anniversary a year ago.
Indeed, they have fewer. Iran doesn't have that much less capability, although I think from the last time Israel responded to the Iranian attack, we took out most of their air defense system, which keeps them very exposed, and that's a good thing. And my belief is that Israel and the U.S. and Gulf states and the Saudis all need to have a collaborated action to eliminate the threat once and for all and those bad actors in Iran. But we haven't taken out however many hundreds or thousands of ballistic missiles that have a range of as far as 3,500 kilometers that can hit Israel and the Saudis and even as far away as Europe. So they probably don't want to have more damage done unless they're in a situation where they feel that they need it. They must be retrying because they've lost most of the fronts with Gaza and Lebanon. The Houthis are still an unknown variable, not a direct strategic threat to Israel, but certainly a nuisance that creates a lot of problems.
What about regime change in Iran? Because obviously that's first prize for the people of Iran, let alone the region.
Well, I believe that that's essential. I'm no expert. I'm no military analyst. But I know that that's the only way that we're actually going to see long-lasting potential for peace. And I've been on record saying that the military attack on Iran should be scaled as follows: first, against all of their nuclear sites for however long that takes, and in parallel, the IRGC sites as well, the Iranian military, paramilitary, super military group. I would also take out the supreme leader. I think for those who know the movie Wizard of Oz, the same way that the Wicked Witch of the West was killed at the end or dissolved at the end of the film, and everyone then celebrated their freedom, I think that will give the Iranian people, tens of millions of whom truly are against the regime and are looking for any cause to be able to take back their own country. I think that's essential. I wouldn't yet go hitting Iranian oil or oil production facilities. I would give that a few weeks, because if Iran does need to reconstitute itself, hopefully under a moderate pro-Western leadership.
Yeah, absolutely. They'll need revenue. They'll need the revenue and the resources. Jonathan Feldstein, thank you as always. President at Genesis 123 Foundation. This is where we love and leave you.